Well, the Aussie women's seven side, they'll be heading to Rio next year, and they're the gold medal favourites. We've got Elia Green on the line. Elia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, it's around the corner, not far away. How excited are you?
I can't wait, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of things that is going to be need to be done in the pre-season before it. There's a long way to go, but everything's very exciting from now.
Well, you've just come back from Dubai. You won on the weekend. How hot was it over there?
Look, it was pretty hot. Like, obviously, the air's thicker, and but I wouldn't say it's any hotter than Australia's been lately, to be honest.
Okay, so it's not their real hot season as yet.
Yeah, no. Australia definitely got Dubai for the weather.
That's for sure. Okay.
You're right. That's not too bad. Always nice to have a winning championship, but you guys and girls, I should be saying, you girls really lead a very, very jet-setting lifestyle, don't you, in the world of sevens?
It's been pretty incredible. We're very lucky, but, you know, there's a lot of hard work that we have to do before it to even get picked and everything. So, yeah.
Just on that, Elia, how do you work... How do you try and have a job plus play sevens, or are you full time at the sevens?
Look, some of us do jobs on the side, like from careers before we started rugby, but like majority now, leading up to Olympics, are just focusing strictly on training at sevens. Okay. But me personally, I do a bit of plumbing on the side.
Fair dinkum. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But,
you'd be away a lot.
We have a pretty full-on training week during the week. And, yeah, we go away every, close on every month during the World Series season.
Well, that's smart. Plumbers make a lot of money.
Yeah. they do all right, actually.
They do all right, actually. They do all right. Look. Quite clearly, you've sort of been out shining the men a touch as far as sevens are concerned. I mean, you qualified easily for the Rio Games. Now, men sort of have struggled, but I know they're there now. What are your expectations come Rio?
Look, all the countries are really stepping up, by the likes of, Russia, France, England, Spain. All the countries are really stepping up because I know the training are going to increase the fitness, the strength of all the athletes are going to be a next level kind of thing. So we're going to see great things from all countries coming Olympics, coming Rio.
Now, you come from Fiji. You were obviously spotted and recruited. Tell us about that story, because you're the flying machine, apparently.
I came from a track background.
Yes.
And... the process happened very quickly. I went through a talent ID day camp in Melbourne, where I grew up. I was actually just there by chance because my cousin was trying out for rugby sevens.
Yes.
And I decided to take part in it just randomly. And then, I got asked to continue to come to a camp in Canberra with the Australian girls and... Yeah, it all happened very quickly, but it was it's a great opportunity for anybody. So, if anyone's interested in playing rugby sevens, the talent ID camps are a really good way to get started.
So I imagine you had a bit of interest in rugby, but you'd never played before.
Look, I had a bit of interest because my brother played rugby. My brother played rugby union growing up in Central Coast, but I personally didn't really know that much about rugby.
Incredible.
I've seen it. I've watched the Fijians play at the Commonwealth Games, and I watched the World Cup, but I didn't really know the rules still.
Yeah. You still don't know the rules? Is that what you said?
Oh, no, I didn't know
the rules. Don't worry.
I know you know the rules now.
No one knows the rules of rugby. Nobody knows the rules of rugby. including the referees, Elia.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Who's going to be the toughest opponent, do you think?
I'd say, New Zealand will obviously always be one of our toughest opponents just because they have such a similar playing style to us.
Yes.
But, you know, physically, I'd say England, Russia, Canada, all going to be really tough competitors.
Yeah, and the training, I mean, it's just, it's so taxing, isn't it? It's just running. I mean, you're your VO2 max and what is it, full of the beep test, I'd imagine. Don't you hate the beep test?
Oh, yeah, well, we do the yo-yo test, which is...
Oh, no. It's progressed. Is that beyond the beep test?
Yeah, well, the beep test is a bit different. So the beep test is like you run on the beep each time, whereas the yo-yo, when you make each level, you have to keep jogging. Keep jogging and then, yeah, let's just say it's pretty tough. And the transfer over from track really was quite a difficult thing, you know, because you get a lot of recovery being a 100-meter sprinter climbing over to rugby sevens where you don't really even have time to have a drink or have a catch of breath. Like one job to the next.
Oh.
And Elliot, being known as the female Folau, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Look, to be compared to an athlete like Israel Folau is pretty huge, but yeah, that was a massive compliment.
Yeah,
and you're the team character as well, apparently.
They say so.
Don't give too much away.
Are you the Skylark? Do you keep them laughing?
Oh, I'm actually pretty shy, you know. I don't know. No, look, I have a pretty big personality. and, yeah, I don't know. We have fun. I have a lot of fun at training and going on tour.
Are you a singer?
A singer.
Well, those who come from Fiji have got great voices.
Yeah, so they say. But I wasn't blessed with the voice.
Oh, okay.
I can dance.
Oh, you can dance. Okay. Well, that won't work on radio. I thought I'd get a song out of you or something.
I can't do that too. Elliot, hey, great to chat. Well done on your victory in Dubai. It's the second in 3 years for the Aussie women, and we look forward to keeping track on your way to the Rio Games.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to chat.
Mm. She'll go and work on her dancing now. But 9 tries over there in Dubai in that one championship for Ella Green.